I suppose we'd want to, at the beginning of the year we decided that we'd like to stay in Division 1 and win the Connacht Championship. I suppose we've done that. The lads are in good form, training hard, and one or two slight knocks, but nothing too serious, and hopefully everybody will be available for selection next week.
In terms of the main areas now that you feel need more focus on, would you agree that in terms of conceding 2-11 against a side like Sligo is slightly concerning?
Yeah, you know, I suppose that's one of the points we'd have looked at over the last week. You know, 2-11 would probably have won most championship matches. You know, when you analyse the video, you know, you probably also take into account that, you know, at certain stages of the game, you're probably 8, 9, maybe 10 points up at most stages. So we feel that maybe out the field and in the middle third, we kind of took our foot off the gas in terms of maybe closing down the opposition and our intensity levels dropped. But I think if it was a tighter game, and you know, I think that we'd have dealt with the situation, maybe some of the situations a lot better. But look, we're concentrating on our defensive setup, our midfield setup, and also our offensive setup. Everything has to be worked on between now and the quarterfinal to do well.
There's a good possibility as well that you come up against a side that plays a very defensive style of football, implying the blanket. We've seen when we played in Tyrone the league that we found it difficult to deal with that. I suppose, how do you feel you'll deal with that now in the quarters?
Yeah, I suppose that day here in Castlebar when we played Tyrone, you know, it was, you know, an eye-opener in terms of how many bodies they played inside their own half of the field. So look, yeah, certainly we have worked on that. We played Donegal, I suppose, in the last round of the league, and I think we coped with it quite well. So every day you go out, you spend a certain amount of time trying to, you know, get through these kind of blanket defense situations, and we've been working on that, so please God, it'll work out for us.
And what's the best solution to beat a blanket defense? Is it try and get as many scores from out the field as you possibly can, or what's the best solution, do you feel?
Well, you know, it's a mixed scenario, you know, long range point taking is one, you know, you need to runners from different angles of the field and at pace and with intensity, and at the same time maybe not leaving your defence wide open for the counter-attack. So, you know, it's things like that you'd be concentrating on.
One of the main talking points from the Connacht final was the performance of Aidan O'Shea. He was absolutely incredible, there's no denying that. But the downside to that is every team in the country will have a plan now to stop him.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, Aidan is playing with good form at the moment. But likewise, out the field, you know, the supply of the ball and the way the lads worked to give him that good supply was very good also. So, yeah, look, we understand that. Every team that we meet now will probably he'll be double teamed. So, but at the same time, that leaves players free elsewhere in the field. So we'd be hoping to capitalise maybe in those areas. But yeah, look, he's playing with good form, and we hope it continues.
Yeah, I suppose we'd be certainly hoping that there's many other forwards there in the team that can certainly step to the plate if the likes of Aidan O'Shea is double marked, which he more than likely probably will be.
As I said, yeah, there's no doubt that there'll be a plan in place to curtail him. But look at Killian O'Connor, is a very experienced player. Andy Moran, Alan Dillon, Kevin McLaughlin, all these guys are experienced players. So. Could we be hoping that we'd benefit from other areas in space when he's been double teamed, you know?
I assume now competition for places must be rife in the squad after winning a title like that. It gives you plenty of headaches, I'm sure.
Yeah, that is the most difficult part of our job is first of all picking the starting 15 and then to pick your 11 up for the 26. And the difficult thing then is leaving the remainder, let's say, of the guys off the first 26 for match day, which is very, very disappointing to have to do. But look, that's the nature of the game.
Is it disappointing as well, I suppose, more so frustrating that you've less than 6 days to focus on the team you're actually playing? You won't know the identity until, you know, Sunday or even Saturday night.
Yeah, ideally, I suppose you'd love to have maybe 2 weeks to plan for whatever team you're meeting. So look at the fixtures are what they are. We won't know till Saturday evening. But look at it's the same for both sides, and all we can do at the moment is train. And focused on kind of every scenario that comes out on any scenario that comes out on Saturday, and next week we'll focus then on whoever we get in the quarterfinal.